Hello, and thank you for joining us on the introductory episode of a new true crime podcast known as Frost. Frost will be centered around cold case files in Canada. It'll be recorded on a season-by-season basis, and each season will follow the cold cases of a particular province or territory. Plans currently are for episodes to be released Wednesday and every 2 weeks, with the possible exception of special episodes or holidays. And now we come to who I am. Well, my name is Ian Brannan, and I am the host. I grew up in Northern Alberta, loving true crime from a very young age. I grew up watching Law & Order, Exhibit A, Cold Case Files, and other shows like Medical Detectives, which is now known as The Forensic Files. While this love of true crime never materialized in a career in law enforcement or the legal field, it did help push me towards education in journalism. I hope to utilize this education to bring clarity to many of these cases, which have a lot of stories and information. Outside of the love of true crime, key reasons that I'm doing this podcast is to help bring awareness to some of these more obscure cold case files, and maybe, hopefully, bring a little closure or justice. In the end, I hope that you'll enjoy the podcast and support it, hopefully allowing me some time to grow, because I'm new to the podcasting world and am learning as I go. At this point, I'd also like to give shout-outs to a couple of podcasters that have supported me along the way in this journey, such as Robin Warder over at The Trail Went Cold, Christy over at Canadian True Crime, Cambo over at True Crime Island, and Blaine Lee Pardo, a true crime writer and occasional podcaster as well. So thanks, guys, and I wish you all the luck in the new year, and hope that you'll stay tuned for Season 1, which we will be covering Newfoundland and Labrador, and Episode 1, where we will be visiting a little town called Torbay, Newfoundland, and visiting the case of the O'Brien abductions. It's an interesting episode with a lot of information. Hope to see you then. Have a good night and a good new year.